Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, comrades, and welcome to a special minisode of the Eastern Border. I'm recording the historical episode right now, and this is just kind of an extra which I wanted to put out because it contains some things that I consider to be a bit too weird to go on a regular episode. As you've noticed, this is also totally unedited because I didn't want to bother Anita with editing such a tiny amount of material here. But, well, a lot of things have happened since my last episode about Ramzan Kadyrov, which turned out to be quite crazy. Now I know if you're in the United States, you're busy with your riots and things, but oh boy, this is a weird time to be alive, and it looks more and more apocalyptical with each given day, basically. So as you know, my last episode was one about Ramzan Kadyrov getting COVID, and I've criticized him before, and I've had a bunch of issues with people calling me and threatening the show and sending emails and being hateful towards us in general. And this just took a brand new level, which is extra scary, which is why I'm making this minisode. You see, I was in Riga visiting when I recorded Ramzan Kadyrov episode. And about at the same time, I noticed that on one of the Facebook food groups in Latvia, you know, groups where people go kind of like Yelp, because we don't have Yelp here, there was a very national Bolshevik guy, like a super aggressive, very basically pro-Putin, borderline Nazi dude who reported a review on a food place where he went in with these George's pins, and he spoke only in Russian and was very chauvinistic and basically didn't speak Latvian and acted like a total douchebag, offended everyone around him, and proceeded to basically post about and brag about us on this food review group. And after recording the episode, which was quite difficult for me, I was a bit tipsy and I was very rude towards this person, and I told him, well, go fuck off and die. In a text about similar to this one. Turns out, because, you know, I have like very low tolerance for ultra pro-Putin national Bolsheviks. If you've listened to my Io Benes episode, you'll understand what's going on there. Well, it turns out that this man could have been actually a bit more provoking than that. As he's dragged my name around on his site and on his Facebook group, and my photo as well, and my address and everything, I'll speak a bit more about this guy. See, his name is Denis Skhradetskis. He goes on Facebook by Antonio Bandera, as not Bandera, as Bandera, with a kind of a reference to Ukrainian people. And he reported me to the cops. Yeah, he went to the cops in Latvia, because apparently he's from the same small town that I live in. And he posted a huge kind of report to get all this stuff investigated. And he published his report to the cops as well, where he posts that as I'm a public figure, he takes these death threats extremely seriously, and as I'm a public figure, and he seems to be well informed about my show, that me and my, and I quote here, neo-Nazi listeners shall find him and kill him, and he's seriously worried about his life and is increasingly more and gets increasingly more worried by the hour. So also he wanted then he declared what I said was basically hate speech, and wanted an investigation for that as well. And he posted that on his Facebook and whatever, and I thought, well, what? Random things on the internet where you've been posting provoking things. But then I Google up this Khrodetsky's guy. And turns out he's not just National Bolshevik. Okay, an ex-National Bolshevik, because he used to hang out with Ayo Benes and all these Limonov guys. And please listen to my episode about National Bolsheviks there, because these are the guys which are... Take hardcore Stalinists, except also pro-Putin, and mix them up with neo-Nazis, and you'll get National Bolsheviks. They are so anti-fascist, they go the full circle, and their symbol is basically literally Nazi flag, except replace the swastika with a grenade, and call yourself Antifa while you're being Stalinist. They are beyond insanity, and they are crazy chauvinistic, and well... Basically, they're neo-Nazis who pretend that they're also Stalin fanboys. He's one of these guys. Well, used to be officially, since that got prohibited. He also, according to what you can find on the internet while Googling this guy, is a person who has personally participated in gathering mercenaries to go fight in Donbass, and... He calls all of Ukrainians fascists, and he's the guy who's personally organized, again, allegedly, because there are evidence on the internet here, but I don't want to mention something that I can't have hard evidence here. But it's pretty likely he's organized mercenary groups to go fight in Donbass against Ukrainians, and then he's also made a huge petition to basically... have Latvia be annexed by Russia, for which he was arrested by our local analog of the FBI. He also managed to be a huge protester against the fact that, yeah, we kind of want our national language rights, and he considers, like, Latvian people to be borderline subhuman, but he doesn't post that since he got arrested, because he's very careful about his, like, all these efforts. I just Googled this guy up, and he really... like, takes pride of the fact that some random podcaster... Well, I kind of don't believe it's random, because this happened just after my previous episode. Posted something about him on Facebook. But yeah, I'm in trouble with our cops now. I'm probably going to go and have to give some explanations. And this was very bad. And I thought this was bad enough, because he's, like, super proud of this. And he's just, you know, went... He's went totally... crazy on this. And if you follow me on Twitter, I've been posting about this for a while, because he managed to get me banned from Facebook for 5 days again. That's why my previous episode wasn't posted there. But this is where the story continues, because this Dennis, and I've posted the link both on Facebook and on Twitter, he not only did this thing to basically manage to damage the show and apparently these National Bolsheviks are so weak that they're super afraid. He also went to pro-Putin press and kind of made a huge deal about this. And of course, they wrote a whole article and presented his full complaint and called me and all of you guys, basically neo-Nazis, of course, completely ignoring the circumstances and the fact that he himself is a National Bolshevik and all the provoking stuff that was just blatantly ignored there. So yeah, he just went to pro-Putin press and posted it there as well, and then it blew up even more. Again, links are on my Twitter page, because I didn't post them on Facebook. I think I commented on Facebook at one point. And after that happened, because I don't have enough to deal with already... After that happened, I got a message in English, which I also posted on Twitter, stating that from some fanboys of Ramzan Kadyrov, who stated that you have spoken bad things about Kadyrov and I see that you want him to die, so I will now report this to a representative of Ramzan Kadyrov, and then we will see how you like this. So yeah, like I said, this is why I posted that short intro in the previous episode, and this is complete insanity because now I kind of would like to argue with this Denis Khredetsky's guy on Facebook, but it seems so pointless. But yeah, apparently, guys, we're super criminals now, and this is just insanity on a weird level. But yeah, now you know that actually talking about Kadyrov and trying to stop some ultra-radicals from being such is a bad thing. And such things happen. Anyway, thank you for your time, and I'm sorry for the fact that this has delayed my historical episode. I'm recording it just after I finished this. I just didn't want to put them all together in a single package so that some random rants don't interrupt my cool Russian Alaska show, which is coming out very soon. But yeah, this is insanity. And, well, I hope nothing really bad comes to me after this. On a brighter note, we have a new sponsor from Amazon, guys who, like, are my friends, and they sell coffee. Literally, a family business run by my friends, and I'll tell you more about it next time, but yeah. So far, this has been going on. So if you want to get all the links and look at all the pictures, because I've saved them and I've posted all the links from everything, please follow us on Eastern_Border on Twitter, or just find us on Facebook. And yeah, well, thank you for being here, because, well, sometimes after we make episodes, we have to live through all sorts of crazy stuff. And yeah, please continue supporting the show, because, well, apparently we're in for some wild times. До свидания, товарищи, and a historical episode coming out very soon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.